The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the March-April 2023 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to go right to page 8, Who's Who, and second line, Kaney Tui. North Carolina State Wolfpack runner. Her height is 5'4". She was born March 18, 2002, hometown, Stony Point, New York. Last November, Tui won the women's individual NCAA title in cross country and helped North Carolina State win the team championship. Then in January, she set the NCAA record for the indoor mile for 24.26, and 2 weeks later, she took more than 6 seconds off the 3,000-mile reader record with a time of 8:35:20. Did you know the women's world record is in the mile is 4:112:33, set by Sifan Hassan of the Netherlands in 2019? Austin Eckler, Los Angeles Chargers running back. Height 5'10", weight 200 pounds, born May 17, 1995, in hometown Eaton, Colorado. Eckler led the NFL in touchdowns in 2022 for the second year in a row, scoring 18 times, 13 rushing, 5 receiving. He had 915 yards on the ground, including 173 in a win over the Browns and 722 through the air. Eckler ran for more than 1,000 yards in each of his 4 seasons at Western Colorado. Did you know Eckler's 20 TDs in 2021 were the second most in NFL history by an undrafted player? Only Priest Holmes of the Chiefs in 2002 and 2003 had more. Tage Thompson, Buffalo Sabres center. His height is 6'6". His weight is 220 pounds. He was born October 30, 1997, hometown, Phoenix, Arizona. Through 54 games, Thompson was tied for third in the NHL with 36 goals and tied for seventh with 71 points. He was named to the All-Star team for the first time in his career but was replaced due to injury. On December 7th, 2022, Thompson scored 5 goals against the Blue Jackets, including 4 in the first period. Did you know Thompson is the second United States-born player to score 5 goals in a game? The first was Mark Pavlik, who did it for the Rangers in 1983. Warm-up future stars. Mina Stress, hometown, Petaluma, California. Her birth date is April 4, 2006. Her sport, skateboarding. Mina Stress had won her first amateur competitions by the time she was 8. As a teen, she became the youngest skateboarder, 15, to win the United States National Championships Women's Park Competition, competed at the X Games, appeared in Thrasher, and won bronze at the 2022 Rio Park and Street World Championships. The success, though, has always been secondary for the 2024 Olympic hopeful. Mina, in her laid-back style, put it simply, I just like skating. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month, have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. Kip, take some heat. William writes, I am a big Houston Astros fan, and I have noticed that every time the Astros are mentioned in the magazine, the 2017 cheating scandal is brought up. Now, I know it was a very big deal, but it was 6 years ago, and the Astros are still a very powerful team and arguably the best team in baseball now. By the way, I really like the magazine, and I think you guys at the Treehouse do a great job. William, I have been known to occasionally run a joke into the ground. Though in my defense, while the sign stealing may have happened 6 years ago, the article that started the scandal didn't appear until the late 2019. So, really, I've only been making these jokes for 3.5 years. But you're right. The Astros have proved that they don't have to cheat to have success. So I'm throwing out those jokes. They were a total waste. You'll never see that rubbish in this publication again. All that remains is straightforward analysis. If asked, I'll refuse any opportunity to make them in the future. Daniel writes, I wanted to point out that when you said Raiders look horrible, it offended me and made me angry because I'm a Raiders fan. Also, other teams look more horrible at times. Since you said it many times, it made me feel worse. I would feel better if you only said it once. I think you should not say something like that in case the reader likes the team you are talking about. If you do say something like that, I think you should say something like, the Raiders have to improve. Other than that, I really like your magazine. Dear Daviel, I'm getting blamed for something someone else wrote about something yet another person said. Generally speaking, I like our magazine too, but if you don't see the Kip byline under an article, I can assure it's of the absolute highest quality. Still, I recognize you're hurt here. So we've got some positive Raiders draft coverage to make it up to you on page 24. Getting good grades. If you collect baseball cards or trading cards of any kind, you might have noticed the trend towards getting cards graded. Collectors send their prized possessions off to a company that certifies the card's authenticity, rates and condition on a scale of 1 to 10, and entombs it in plastic. What's the point? Why pay money to have someone else tell you your card is nice? Well, it can help buyers and sellers feel comfortable in a transaction. That 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle that sold for $12.6 million last year, it was graded 9.5, basically close to pristine as a 70-year-old square of cardboard can possibly be. All those record-setting sales you see in the news involve graded cards, but that doesn't mean you should ship all your cards off to a grading service this instant. Another reason those million-dollar cards are always sealed in these plastic cases, it's a contest. Rich collectors want to have the card with the highest number in the top right corner for bragging rights. Now, things have gotten a little out of hand with graded VHS tapes. Ask your parents. Those people who grade and treasure magazines, though, they're all right. See the difference. The mint example of this Jerry Kuzman Nolan Ryan rookie card, the top one has sharp corners and no fading. The version graded poor has rounded corners and scuffs. Just think, for an older baseball card for magazine to be in rough shape likely means a kid like you actually cherished the thing. We believe it when we see it. Won't get fooled again. Our pal Tom loves to pull this prank in which he retires and we publish a tribute and he backs out. You old kidder, you. Putting out a magazine takes a lot of work. We've got to assign stories, write copy, design pages, pick photographs. There's a lot going on. So anytime we can get out in front of the news, it's a good thing. It's always nice to be able to plan a story well in advance of when it will run. Case in point, Tom Brady. He's burned us before. In our March-April 22nd issue, we ran an article on his retirement. Then, before the ink was dry on that story, he unretired, and we had to backtrack in the next magazine. Now Tom has retired again, leaving us with a dilemma. He's just going to come out of retirement again, right? And then what? We act like we're happy to have him back. We start ignoring him until he's definitely too old to play football. That would probably be around age 70, knowing him. No, the indecision is his problem, not ours. So we've taken steps to future-proof this issue. Whenever you are reading this sentence, Tom Brady may once again be an active NFL player. If he's not, turn the page and enjoy the rest of your magazine. But if the thinkable has happened yet again, do us a favor and fill in the blanks below. It's a bomb, Tom. In his only so far season after retiring, Brady had a losing record as a starter for the first time. Tom Brady confirmed on the blank that he is returning to the NFL after enjoying blank minutes of retirement at his home in Florida. The veteran QB assured fans that despite being in his blank decade on Earth, he's still physically up to the task of running a modern NFL offense. Of course, much has changed since Tom left football. The NFL has now 32 teams since adding the London and Mexico City. Pro football is now played on blank number of continents and blank planets. Brady, however, says he's ready for the increased travel. He's added blank to his famously healthy diet after his previous favorite vegetable, blank, went extinct in 20-whatever. Brady was widely considered the greatest player in NFL history until blank became the first player to ever score blank touchdowns without once using a blank. Brady claims, however, he feels no rivalry with the upstart who is blank years his junior. Now Brady will fit in. On how Brady will fit in on his new team is the question in everybody's mind. His top receiver will be blank the third, the grandson of his former teammate. Brady reportedly reached out to Rob Gronkowski to join him, but Gronk is still recovering from the time he accidentally thought blank was edible. Shows a picture here of Tom Brady sitting down. March, April 26th, goodbye, GOAT. And then, guess who's back? Moving on to page 20, Civil Warm-Up. The FIFA's Women's World Cup begins in July, but you can catch these USWNT stars before then in the NWSL, whose season starts this month. Number one. Megan Rapinoe, forward, O.L. Reign. Rapinoe was the hero of the previous World Cup, taking home golden ball and golden boot honors in France after scoring 6 goals. In the past 2 seasons for O.L. Reign, she scored 13 goals in 25 regular season matches, helping them top last year's standings. Number 2, Sophia Smith, forward, Portland Thorns. Smith, 22, has never played in the World Cup, but should be one of the United States' top scoring options this year. In 2020, Portland took her with the first pick in the NWSL draft, and last season she was the league's MVP and championship MVP. Number 3, Naoma Jerma, defender, San Diego Wave. Last year's number 1 pick, Jerma made an immediate impact for San Diego, winning Defender of the Year and being named to the league's best 11. Despite being just 22, Jerma figures to feature prominently for the national team in Australia and New Zealand. Number 4, Alyssa Nayer, goalkeeper, Chicago Red Stars. The national team's likely top option in net, Nayer has stood between the posts in Chicago since 2016. Last year, she ranked 4th in the league with 7 clean sheets. The United States' other top goalie, Katie Murphy, plays for North Carolina. Number 5, Kelly O'Hara, defender, Gotham Football Club. A 2-time World Cup champ, O'Hara re-signed with Gotham FC this offseason. She had played for the franchise, then called Sky Blue FC, from 2013 to 2017. O'Hara scored the game-winning goal for Washington in the 2021 finals against Chicago. Number 6, Andy Sullivan, midfielder, Washington Spirit. Sullivan has been a stalwart of the USWNT midfield in recent years, a role she also serves in our nation's capital for the Spirit. A former top draft pick, Sullivan grew up in nearby Lorton, Virginia, and now starred for her hometown team. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. How long until it's clear a team botched a draft? We look back at the last 5. Picture here of Josh Allen, best player. Mayfield wasn't just a regrettable number 1 pick in an otherwise strong draft. He was the first quarterback taken in a round that includes 2 potential Hall of Famers at the position, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Top pick regret, 100%. Baker Mayfield's Browns career started out pretty well, but went off the rails in year 4. It's never a good sign when a team trades 3 future first-round picks to replace a former first-round pick. Best player not in the first round, Fred Warner, 70. Pre-draft scouting reports not his tackling ability, but the 49ers third-rounder has never had fewer than 118 stops in five NFL seasons. Franchise defined, Buffalo. Scoring Josh Allen would have been enough, but the Bills hit twice in the first round with two-time Pro Bowler linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. They also identified a future starter at cornerback in the fourth round in Tyron Jackson. Wants a do-over, Arizona. Obviously, the Cardinals took a do-over on Josh Allen when they drafted Kyler Murray the next year. You can read more about the saga and this issue, Hot Take, on page 9. But Arizona didn't just whiff at quarterback. Not one of their six picks is still in the Grand Canyon State. Christian Kirk, a bright spot for their class, blossomed last year with the Jaguars. Redrafting 2018. More on back drafts. Top pick regret, 10%. Last season created a sliver of doubt about Kyler Murray. Best player, Nick Bosa, number two, 43 sacks in 51 games. Best player not in the first round, Max Crosby, 106. Teams chase edge guys in every draft, but the Raiders found a tenacious rusher in round four. Franchise defined, Titans. Tennessee got incredible value on Jeffrey Simmons, number 19, and A.J. Brown, 51, see next page. Six-rounder David Long has developed into a starter on defense. Wants a do-over. Patriots. New England had 10 picks in this draft, but they struggled to find any impact players. The most notable selection was punter Jake Bailey. He was 163. 2020. Top pick regret. 0%. The Bengals landed a possible future GOAT. That means greatest of all time. Best player, Joe Burrow. See above analysis. Best player not in the first round, Jonathan Taylor. Running backs used to go frequently in the first round. Those days are over. The Colts halfback, however, could have been a top five pick. Franchise defined, Cowboys. Redo the entire 2020 draft, and there are two Cowboys probably going early. Wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, number 17, and CB Trevon. Cornerback Trevon Diggs, who went number 51 above right, wants a do-over. Commanders. After a stellar rookie season, Chase Young has struggled to stay on the field. If ever a draft should have had back-to-back quarterback in the first two picks, it was this one. 2021. Top pick regret. 2%. Trevor Lawrence silenced most of the doubters this season when he led the Jags to the playoffs. Best player, Micah Parsons. Lawrence may be a hofer in a decade. Micah Parsons may be there in a couple of years. And hofer, of course, means Hall of Famer. Best player not in the first round, Amon-Ra St. Brown, drafted 112. Scouts concerned about the Lions wide receivers seem overblown now. Franchise defined, Lions. Detroit got St. Brown along with their starting NT Aleem, nose tackle Aleem McNeil, and right tackle Penei Sewell. The Jags also deserve credit for finding their guys at quarterback and running back. Wants a do-over, Jets. We've given Zach Wilson enough grief in this magazine. Turn to page 9 if you want to relive it. 2022, top pick regret, 40%. It's too soon to call, but Jags offensive linebacker Trayvon Walker wasn't Roy. He's more of a project player. Best player, Sauce Gardner, pick number 4. See, Jets fans, it's not all bad. He led the league with 20 passes defended. Best player not in the first round, Brock Purdy, 262. Kind of a no-brainer given how quickly Mr. Irrelevant made himself. Well, relevant. Franchise defined, Jets. They took the AP defensive Gardner and offensive Garrett Wilson, rookies of the year in the span of 7 picks. wants a do-over. Titans. It's not so much whom they took in the first round, but how. They traded A.J. Brown for the number 18 pick. After Brown torched them in Philly, the Titans fired their general manager. Oops. Who you got? Yankees or Mets? That one is too tough to answer, so we'll let Aaron Judge and Francisco Lindor settle it on the field. We've got a pretty strong feeling they'll give us the ultimate answer in late October. Picture here of the Judge and Lindor. Question about going into the 2023 season. We're here to issue rulings on hitters, hair, and hot dogs, as well as dissect the game's new rules. We're calling it best hitter, Ted or Barry. We're not worked up about Bond's alleged steroid use. He was the most proficient player ever at helping his team score runs. But a bunch of intentional walks is kind of boring. We're taking Williams and his 406 average in 1941 over Bond's 609 OBP in 2004. Barely. Fenway or Wrigley? Ice cream, cone, or helmet? Yeah, the helmet is cool, and you can take it home. But then what do you do with it? Put it on the shelf? It doesn't get a lot of repeat use as a bowl. The beauty of the cone is that it's edible, too. The helmet can be eaten only if you're really, really determined. Snap judgment, Marvel or DC? We're a machine. We love star power. Despite the runaway success of the MCU, DC has always had the bigger stars. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. DC's time has come. The Marvel movies are running out of characters and steam. And in the interest of full disclosure, this publication is made by people in their early 30s. We grew up with Batman, the animated series, and the death of Superman. Like any self-respecting 90s kids, though, we do love the X-Men. Snap judgment. Is a hot dog a sandwich? It comes between bread, so yeah, why not? Who cares? Stay off Twitter. This is the kind of stuff that gets discussed. ROTY. Corbin or Gunnar? Arizona outfielder Corbin Carroll and Baltimore infielder Gunnar Henderson are the top prospects in baseball and the favorites to win Rookie of the Year in their respective leagues. Unless the Diamondback and Orioles shock everyone and meet in the World Series, these two players aren't really in competition. It'd be easy to root for them both. But this isn't that kind of issue. We're making judgment here. So for absolutely no reason other than we can, it's time to pick a fave phenom. High on base percentage and solid third base defense are rare and valuable. But we want to see diving outfield catches and stolen bases. So we've got the guy with StarCast highest sprint speed last season, Carroll. Best mustache, Raleigh Fingers or Dennis Eckerle? Looks like we're going with Raleigh Fingers. Changes. Bases bigger. The bases have gotten 3 inches bigger this season, going from a 15-inch square to an 18-inch square. What does that matter? Well, it doesn't make a huge difference, but Major League Baseball hopes it makes a few positive small changes. Firstly, it gives base runners a head start, not a big one, but in Major League Baseball, bang-bang, these stealing plays, a few inches can make all the difference. More importantly, it gives fielders and runners more room between each other to avoid collisions. It also fixes one of the most annoying consequences of replay. It'll be harder for otherwise safe runners to be tagged out when they overslide a base and the fielder keeps the tag on them. Picks off. Base dealers aren't just happy about bigger bases. They're also getting some relief from relentless, boring throws over to first. Boo. Now pitchers can only disengage twice per plate appearance. Disengagements include pickoff throws, fake throws, mound conferences, and just stepping off the rubber. The penalty for a third This engagement is a balk. Hip to the square. You might not even be able to tell the base has changed. The shape is the same. Who benefits? Bigger bases and fewer pickoffs should keep base dealers like Oakland's Eschery Ruiz and frustrate pitchers like Zach Gallen, who throw over constantly to control the run game. Looks like it's Eschery Ruiz. He wins. He benefits. Shifts limiter. Not since steroids has a debate rocked baseball like that over the infield shift. Three players on one side of the diamond. A brilliant evolution of defensive tactics, or an obviously unintended cheat. Well, debate over. Major League Baseball got rid of it. Kind of. Two players have to stay on each side of the infield at all times, which should mean more hits, especially for lefties. Who benefits? Texas's Corey Seager hit just 245 last year as a constant target of shifts. Meanwhile, Houston's Framber Valdez won't be able to rely on much on pull-side grounders. Over the line. Infielders can still take away the hit up the middle as long as they're on the side of the diamond. So, who benefits? Corey or Framber? Looks like Corey. Pitch clock intenser. Baseball's charm has a lot to do with its pace. You may disagree. The fact that nothing was time set baseball apart from virtually every other sport. Well, those days are over. Pitchers now have 15 seconds to begin their delivery or 20 seconds with men on base. This rule was a hit in the minors last year, where it sped up games. Who benefits? The losers of this rule are obvious, the pitchers, especially finicky relievers like Boston's Kenley Johnson or St. Louis's Giovanni Gallegos, who take forever between pitches. These guys, who have been known to take over 30 seconds to get set, could be more easily rattled. The winners? Some hitters, but all fans, especially those of you with bedtimes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.